great to have your company on this Tuesday. Time to head up north now and have a chat to Robert Heathcote, who is hoping to win the final Group 1 of the season, the Tats Tiara. It's been a brilliant winter carnival in Queensland, and it all finishes on Saturday with the running of the Tats Tiara. Robert, good morning to you. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you, Michael.
That's good. G-Star Tontes ran a little hard out in the Stradbroke. When we were up there having a look at her before the Stradbroke, he said, have a look at the size of her. She's only a small little thing, but she's got a heart as big as herself.
Yeah, I mean, that's her. She's small, and everyone thinks she just gets back because that's a pattern. Well, she's been getting back all the time because Kiwi's draws wide, so we've had no option. I'd love her to draw an alley on Saturday. And yeah, I'm not saying racing the first three or four, but gee, I'd love her to race in the forward half of the field instead of having to give away so much start. And you're spot on. The run in the Stradbroke was outstanding. I think another 20 metres. She probably runs third, beats Rothfire.
If she can take a position, she's almost the one to beat on Saturday, isn't she, if she gets a good gate?
Oh, yeah, I'd like to... I'd like to think that. I know the reality is not going to be that easy, but she's in super form. The two runs prior to the Stradbroke, she had zero luck when Taylor rode her, and then Jamie Carr sat on her, and Jamie came in the Fred Best and said, look, Rob, just forget you went around. Every lane or every alley I looked for, it was a dead end, and she never got into any rhythm. So if we get any luck, or certainly no bad luck, Jason Collette goes back on. He rode her when she was narrowly beaten in a Group 1 surround stakes at Randwick earlier in the winter. So, look, she's got the ability. We know that. She just needs that slice of luck.
Well, she's competed at the top end against the best for quite some time. Now, she's been placed in the flight stakes. She wasn't beaten far in a Golden Rose, as you said. She was just touched off in the surround and unlucky in the Stradbroke. She's almost due, isn't she?
Oh, I think she deserves it, and we'll certainly put a smile on my wife's face, who turned 60 yesterday. So we're having a big family gathering and a big group of friends coming home on Saturday night. So what better way to celebrate a Group 1 win than my wife's 60th?
That's amazing. And for a filly like Star Tonto, right, she'd be very valuable.
She only looks 40, I should say.
Oh, well, well, there's no doubt about that. She'd be a very valuable filly as well. Have you got plans to bring her to Melbourne along with Rothfire?
I have. I'd like to. As you know, through 2010, when I won the Oakley Plate with Woolram, right through until 2016, when Buffering last ran, I had six wonderful years in the Melbourne Spring. And since then, I've been going to Sydney with, you know, my better qualified horses. And I thought, well, it's time to go back to Melbourne. Not only has your prize money levels received a massive boost, but you've got such a wide variety of races. And, of course, the racetracks themselves. So I'm going to plan... Well, I plan on bringing Prince of Boom down. He's already a multiple group winner up here. Rothfire, who ran super in the Stradbroke, running third from that wide alley. And Star Tontes, well, it will really depend on where she finishes Saturday, how she pulls up, because I won't be able to give her... The deeper you go into our winter carnival, you know, the less time you can give them to still get them ready for September. So that one, you know, I'll sort out a little bit later, but there's some lovely races through the spring for all three of those, if I can get them there.
And speaking of Rothfire, gee, he was gutsy, wasn't he, in the Stradbroke? How did he come through the run?
He came through super, and I slept well Saturday night, because that was his grand final. He had four runs, three of them in Group 1s and the Group 2 victory stakes, and he proved that he's up, not only up to that level, but he's come back and raced well. He's sound, he's healthy, and he had a real zest for racing. And had it not been, I mean, full credit to Private Eye and of course, Alligator Blood, but, you know, he was so brave, doing all the work up front, gave a mighty kick. And Tommy Berry said something to me that, you know, I was so proud of the horse. He said, Rob, I've been riding for 15 years, and that's just tough. A racehorse as I've ever sat on, Rothfire. So, no, he done us proud. And, yeah, I just think he might be a nice track horse up the straight to Flemington. Let's have a look.
Well, there's a good $3 million race on the final day of Flemington now up the straight as well. So have you got maybe a rough program mapped out in your mind for Rothfire?
Oh, well, the first race I looked at would maybe be the Bobby Lewis. That's a Group 2, 1200 on the 10th of September. There's even, depending on how quickly I can get him to hand, I'm not going to let him spell too long because I don't want him to get too gross, but, you know, even a Rupert Clark at Caulfield on the 17th, you know, they're early in the spring, but I'll wait until I've got the VRC calendar in front of me and map out a better plan. But, you know, there's plenty of options, as I said earlier.
Well, it'll be good to see yourself and all your horses back in Melbourne in a spring carnival where you've had so much success in the past. Best of luck, Star Tontes and the Tats Tiara. And have you got one tomorrow we should be backing?
Have I? Gee, mate, I'm at the jump out to you now and you've got me on the hop here. It's been so bloody busy lately, I haven't even got a clue what I got in. I haven't done the form yet.
That's all right. You can text us something. I'll pass it on to the listeners tomorrow.
Yeah, cheers, mate. All right,
good on you, Rob. Best of luck.
I look forward to being down there.
And happy birthday to your wife. What a wonderful 60th present that'd be, Star Tonte winning the Group 1. Robert Heathcote joining us from up north. Time for the 9 o'clock news. After that, we've got plenty more to come. We'll be catching up with Zach Purton. We'll be catching up with the horse mechanic as well, Lee Mottershead. And for those of you who missed a wonderful interview with Dean Lester on how he is travelling, I'll play a snippet of that as well. All that's still to come on Racing Pulse.